What would you do? 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 Welcome to the premiere of What Would You Do? The podcast that puts you in the driver's seat of school counseling's most challenging scenarios. Here's how to join the journey. Tune in and absorb the scenario we sketch out for you. Hit pause and ponder. If this was your school, your office, your decision, what would you do? Jot down your strategies, solutions, and insights on our scenario whiteboard. Have fun with discourse with your colleagues. The link's waiting in your inbox. Then, play on to discover the best practices solution, drawing from the latest in educational theory and policy. Get ready to navigate the twists and turns of school counseling with us. Your insights could light the path for counselors everywhere. Let's dive in. And here's your very first scenario. An advanced learner, Liam, is showing signs of boredom and disengagement in class, which is affecting his classroom behavior. The DODEA blueprint emphasizes personalized learning to meet the needs of all students. Hey, counselors, what would you do? It's that time! Hit that pause button and head on over to the scenario whiteboard. Write down your answers, your thoughts, or even questions you might have. Comment on a fellow colleague's answer. Ask a question. Have fun. And we're back with a best practice solution. One possible solution is to collaborate with teachers in order to brainstorm and think of different ways to differentiate Liam's curriculum and provide him with enrichment or incentive activities that align with his interests and abilities. This approach follows the DODEA Blueprint's focus on student excellence and the ASCA's model for academic development. We hope that you enjoyed this episode and you'll tune in next time when we offer up a scenario and then pose the question, what would you do?